many of you guys have gone up to Jackson Hole, just to hear the bell for you? You can hear it too. Generally, not even in the dark before it starts, so. making this decision about the role of the follower of the other kind of rabbi of the same position for the age, and that has to say, the more would have been left. And the whole thing would not be able to be allowed to spread through the whole of Europe and grow. But then we went to them, one before, and this was human temple. The same as the other Palestinian was so true. We're talking about all things in the actual person, but this world collection will tell you a lot of it. And these arguments have been to honor and show justice to those who don't have themselves or others to spare to the inner place of their lives. And this world carries so much to those who spread the attention in the first world where we don't owe the tax to make the imagine the government. And to those who spread their lives to see what we owe and so many countries. So much freedom.
Thank you.
ultimate Jesus recognized that life that is filled with comfort in Christ with him, and his life in peace looked to Christ. Let's go back to the bells. 100 years ago today, bells are meant to celebrate across the country, to celebrate the end of World War I. The war was over and peace had begun. After this day, from about 12:30, car bells were ringing out for the second time today, with the muscles open up, the full glory of sound, full of joy, and a bell's sound to it. And when the bells rang out in joy, 100 years ago today in Liverpool, right at that moment of national joy, a woman boy received a telegram for the court letter. As soon as heard the bells ringing out in town, she learned from the telegram that her son, a 25-year-old son, had been killed in the last week of the war. That son was Lee Fidel, a teacher of that son. An army officer by voluntary service to his country in the post of World War. In one of his poems, he wrote of a sort of world reconciliation. One dead soldier encountered another dead soldier, and they fought. The first refers to the other as his friend, but they were two. The soldier says to the second soldier, "Here is no cause to mourn. Armin and the enemy you killed, my friend. Let us see." This is for me that this reconciliation between those who fight will come to an end in all its fears of going back. The time has not yet come. We only need to listen to our political rhetoric in the present time to know that there are still those who would change and respect and trust community. Shooting for reconciliation can only come to further and free Jesus Christ. The time will come when enemies will lay down their hands, when it is devour says, the earth will be ruled with righteousness, with a great day back in the day. And there will be no hurt or destruction, and the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea.